you reach the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to Soul Music at its best. A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
You're listening to a soul bowl.
A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music, and this is Professor T Love coming at you once again, giving you some classic soul and new R&B, and we're continuing with part two, celebrating Stevie Wonder, and this song of which you just heard, Higher Ground. This came off of Stevie's 16th studio album called Inner Visions. And this was part of that classic period that I told you about with Stevie Wonder. And this album was released on August 3rd, 1973 on the Tamla record label. And of which you just heard, Till I Reach the Higher Ground. And that came out in July of 1973, baby. And this was a solid smoker for Stevie. This song was number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 1 on the U.S. Hot R&B singles chart. And like I said, Wonder wrote and recorded the song in a 3-hour burst of creativity in May of 1973. And we're going to continue on giving you something special from Stevie Boogie on Reggae Woman. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man D Folks, and y'all are checking out A Bowl of Soul with one of the hottest DJs in the land, Professor T Love.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Get it, Professor. Professor.
Can I play?
new, some classic soul and new R&B. Well, this is classic soul, baby. But right here, talking about Boogie on Reggae Woman from 1974, which was a funk single that was done on Stevie's album, Fulfilling This, first finale. And even though it has the word reggae, it has neither boogie nor reggae in it. It's purely funk. And it was where Stevie Wonder was continuing his successful top 10 streak in 1974 on the pop charts, reaching number 3, and also spent 2 weeks at number 1 on the soul charts. This song definitely was a smoker, and definitely this was Stevie Wonder's classic period of albums that he has done in this time frame in the 70s. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, a song that he had the Jackson 5 singing background vocals on this single called You Haven't Done Nothing. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Was speaking out on the politics of the day. And as you know, in 1974, that was the year of Watergate. And, you know, Nixon, instead of facing a trial, he resigned the office of the presidency. And this song was speaking to what was going on with President Richard Nixon, who resigned 2 days after this record's release. This song was released on August 7th, 1974. And as you hear him saying, he's talking to the Jackson 5 singing the words doo-doo-wop. He says, Jackson 5, join along with me and say doo-doo-wop. Woo, this song, which to me was where I know Stevie Wonder was very politically aware. This song was Stevie Wonder's fourth number one pop hit and his 10th number one soul hit, and it also reached number one in Canada. And in the UK, it spent 5 weeks on the chart, peaking at number 30, talking about You Haven't Done Nothing. Woo! And that song speaks volumes even today with the turmoil that's going on with this presidency that we have right here in this United States. You Haven't Done Nothing. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. That song, You Haven't Done Nothing, came off of his album, Fulfilling This First Finale. And coming up next, got another song coming from my man Smokey. No, sorry. I'm going to pull that back. I'm thinking about Smokey Robinson. My burst. Stevie Wonder, baby. Let's get that straight because he's the king, too. Talking about I Wish. This song came off of his album where, you know, Songs in the Key of Life, which I think was, to me, the fifth album that's part of his classic collection in the 70s. Right here on A Bowl of Soul, I Wish, from Stevie Wonder. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jive York, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. Even though we sometimes
you some classic soul from Stevie Wonder off of his double album, Songs in the Key of Life, which was released on September 26, 1976. And I just want to let you know that, you know, by 1974, Stevie Wonder was one of the most successful and popular music figures in that, in, you know, in 1974, because he had back-to-back albums, Talking Book, Inner Visions, Fulfilling This First Finale, were all back-to-back and critical successes. And it was, he won like the Grammy Awards. He was on a streak in that time period. But by the end of 1975, they said Stevie Wonder was considering quitting the music industry and planned to immigrate to Ghana to work with handicapped children. And there were plans for him to have a farewell concert, but he changed his mind because he signed a new contract with Motown Records on August 5th, 1975, which outlined a 7-year, 7-album deal for $37 million with full artistic control. And this was, at this time, considered the largest recording deal in history. And there was a time where, you know, Stevie Wonder was winning all the Grammy Awards between 1973 to 1974, 75. And there was one year at the Grammy Awards where Paul Simon, he won Album of the Year. And he said, I want to thank Stevie Wonder for not being in this category. But, you know, Stevie took some time and then he came up with Songs in the Key of Life, which was a double LP with a 4-song bonus EP, and it debuted at number one on the Billboard Pop Albums chart, becoming the third album to achieve that feat, and the first by an American artist at this time. And like I said, I Wish reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100. And here is the follow-up single to I Wish, celebrating the late, great Duke Ellington. Sir Duke, from yours truly, Stevie Wonder. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Doc Samuels.
I'm Curtis Reynolds.
And we're Ripple 2.20. And we listen to Professor T. Love on A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Just because the record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away,
you can feel it.
was Stevie Wonder's other number one off of Songs in the Key of Life. Sir Duke was number one on the Billboard Hot 100. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for a bowl of soul.
A Bowl of Soul, Isn't She Lovely, was also a song off of Songs in the Key of Life. And this song celebrated the birth of his daughter, Aisha Morris. And it is said that Stevie Wonder collaborated on a song with a Harlem, New York songwriter and studio owner, Bernetta Bunny Jones. And, you know, it was this year that you heard about the name Aisha. And after Stevie Wonder did this song, many people started naming their daughter Aisha, A-I-S-H-A, Aisha. This song was classic, and there is a longer version of this song. But again, this came off of Stevie Wonder's classic album, Songs in the Key of Life. Another popular song off of Songs in the Key of Life, which is the last of Stevie Wonder's classic album period in 1976-1977, Pastime Paradise, which has been sampled, but is still a classic, right here on A Bowl of Soul, Pastime Paradise.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Men spending most of their lives living in a pastime paradise. Men spending most of their lives living in a pastime paradise. Men wasting most of their time glorifying days long gone behind. Men wasting most of their days in remembrance of ignorance so disgraced. Tell me who of them will come to be? How many of them? Consolation, segregation, dispensation, isolation, exploitation, mutilation, mutation, miscreation, confirmation to the evils of the world. And spending most of their lives living in the future paradise. And spending most of their lives sorrows lost from time. They keep telling of the day when the Savior of love will come to stay. Tell me who of them will come to be? How many of them are you and me? Proclamation, grace, relation, consolation, integration, verification of revelation, acclamation, world salvation, vibration, stimulation, confirmation to peace of the world. They've been spending most of their lives living in the pastime paradise. They've been spending most of their lives living in the pastime paradise. They've been spending most of their lives living in a future paradise. They've been spending most of their lives living in a future paradise. We've been spending too much of our lives living in a past paradise. Let's start living on life, living for the future paradise. Pray to our lives, living for the future.
Nice. You know, Stevie Wonder incorporated a gospel choir from the West Angeles Church of God and Hare Krishna chanting group to be part of this song. Plus, this has a Latin flavor on it with rhythm performances from Ray Maldonado, Bobby Hall, and Stevie Wonder. And the song was one of the first to use a synthesizer, the Yamaha GX1. To sound like a full-string orchestra. Woo! This song, Pastime Paradise, was also in Coolio's Gangsta's Paradise. It was made as a parody, Amish Paradise by Weird Al Yankovic, Mary J. Blige's Time, Scarface's Crack, and other artists have covered this song. This is a classic. Let me tell you, this album, this whole double album has influenced so many musicians. This is one of Stevie's heaviest albums of his catalog. And coming up next, another song from Songs in the Key of Life. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
So again, I walked into the room with no expectations, just to stun on everybody. And here I am at A Bowl of Soul with Professor T-Love. Hello, everybody. It's your girl from Climax, Bernadette, with my new single, Why Not Us Pop.
As around the sun, the earth knows she's revolving, and the rosebuds know to bloom in early May. Just as hate knows love's the cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. Now I can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new, you know what I say is true, that I'll be loving you always.
Until the rainbow burns the star in the sky.
Day. Just as time knew to move on since the beginning, and the seasons know exactly when to change. Just as kindness knows no shame, nothing for your joy and pain, but I'll be loving you always. As the day I know I'm living, but tomorrow would make me the past, but that I mustn't fear. For I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I've left behind, 'cause I'll be loving you always.
Bowl of Soul, as from Stevie Wonder. Now, what I didn't know is that Herbie Hancock played the Fender Rhodes and hand claps on this song, and Nathan Watts was the bass player with hand claps, and Dean Parks played guitar. And you know, this song is a beautiful song. I always love this song. And you know, there is a great version done by George Michael and Mary J. Blige that I played on the Bowl of Soul. Their version was awesome, and it was recorded in 1998. But this song, As, never gets old. It's a beautiful song and one of my most favorite songs that I love from Songs in the Key of Life. And this is a Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we got Stevie Wonder from 1980 talking about All I Do. And you know, All I Do was written by Stevie Wonder in 1966. And the song was written and sung by Tammy Terrell. Her version is awesome. But here on A Bowl of Souls, Stevie Wonder's, which he took this song to the top. This was off of the Hotter Than July album, talking about All I Do Is Think of You. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You made my soul burning fire. You're getting to be my one desire. You're getting to
All I do is think about you. You know, that song was very old because it was written in 1966. But Stevie Wonder brought that song back to life. And that was off the Hotter Than July album that was released on September 29th, 1980. And the song, you know, actually, this album, Hotter Than July, put Stevie Wonder back on the charts because his album, Journey Through the Secret Life of Plants, was, they considered it a disappointment commercially. But he came back stronger than ever on Hotter Than July. And on that album, he had Master Blaster, Lately, Happy Birthday, I Ain't Gonna Stand For It. And Happy Birthday was the song that he used to celebrate and put into force having Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday a holiday for the nation. And this is a bowl. This is a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music celebrating the legacy of Stevie Wonder. And coming up next, we got Do I Do, woo, with a guest star trumpeter, Dizzy Gillespie. And this is a bowl of soul.
You're listening to a bowl of soul.
When I see you on the street, my whole body gets weak. When you're standing in the crowd, you love dogs to me so loud. Girl, do I do what you do when I do my love to you? When I hear you on the phone, your sweet sexy voice turns my ear all the way on. Just the mention of your name seems to drive my head insane. Girl, do I do what you do when I do my love to you, baby? I got some candy kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honeysuckle chocolate-dripping kisses full of love for you. Yes, I got some candy kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honeysuckle chocolate-dripping kisses full of love for you. My life has been waiting for your love. My arms have been waiting for your love to open. My heart has been waiting, my soul anticipating. That will make if to me if I can do all this. Well, just imagine how it's gonna feel when we hug and kiss. Sugar, do I do what you do when I do my love? Kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honey, some chocolate dip, and kisses full of love for you. Yes, I got some candy kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honey, some chocolate dip, and kisses full of love for you. Love, 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 love
Celebrating Stevie Wonder with Do I Do, which was off of Stevie Wonder's original Musicarium 1. The single peaked at number 2 on the Soul chart and peaked at number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100. And on the U.S. dance chart, Do I Do went to number 1 for 2 weeks. Woo! And on the flip side was a nice slow jam, Rocket Love. That was another one of my songs I love from Stevie Wonder. And we celebrate Stevie Wonder right here on A Bowl of Soul. And I'm going to leave you with Ribbon in the Sky. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
And I'm ripping in the sky.
Giving you some classic soul from Stevie Wonder, Ribbon in the Sky. And I hope that you enjoyed celebrating the legendary Stevie Wonder right here on A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul by going to www.abowlofsoul.com. Make sure you tune into A Bowl of Soul on the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. Make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul on Special Formula Radio on Live 365 on Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul on AskRadio.com every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Mountain Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in Salt Lake City, Utah. Also catch up with A Bowl of Soul on Rhythm Gold Radio in the UK, Mondays at 9 p.m. at rhythmgoldradio.co.uk. You can also catch up with A Bowl of Soul on nwczradio.com in Seattle, Washington, on Mondays from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. You can also catch A Bowl of Soul also on The Sound of Soul on Live 365 at 1 p.m. on Saturday and 1 p.m. on Tuesday. And also, you can catch A Bowl of Soul on the Surrey Hills Soul Train in the UK. I'm on Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday. You can go to thesoultrain.co.uk. Giving a shout out to Karen at the Sound of Soul in Gary, Indiana. Nigel Thomas in Surrey Hills Soul Train, just giving a big shout out. And giving a shout out to Melvin Jordan also, who is on my radio network on Live 365 doing the heavy Quiet Storm at from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Wednesdays, and doing Gospel Vibrations on Sunday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. And make sure you catch Love, Sex, and Relationships every Wednesday at 10 p.m. on the A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of Soul Music Radio Network. You know, there has been so much music that Stevie Wonder has done, and we celebrate Stevie Wonder because his music is, you know, all musicians, they celebrate Stevie, they play his music. He has been a great influence on the world for the latter half of the 20th century, and his music remains a hallmark for all musicians and singers to learn from. This is Professor T. Love, and make sure you tune in next week to hear some more A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.